This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podyal issues prevention of money laundering Third Amendment ordinance. Visiting U.S. Special Envoy Sergio Gore pays separately courtesy calls on Foreign Minister Khanal and Finance Minister Wagle. Issues of Nepal-U.S. relations, economic partnership and development assistance discussed. Removal of high-risk settlement along the Bagmati and its tributaries in Kathmandu Valley begins under second phase. And Iran's supreme leader vows to protect nuclear and missile capabilities. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podyal today issued the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Ordinance 2083 Bikram Sambat. According to the President's office, the ordinance was issued on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The ordinance relates to the amendments in the legal framework for preventing money laundering. Visiting U.S. Special Envoy to South and Central Asia, Sergio Gore fed a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sisir Khanal, at the ministry today. During the call, discussions were held on further strengthening Nepal-U.S. relations with an emphasis on promoting investment and trade. Similarly, U.S. Special Envoy Gore called on Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle today itself at Latta's office in Singhadarbar. On the occasion, they discussed various issues relating to Nepal-U.S. economic partnership and development assistance. According to the Ministry of Finance, the U.S. Special Envoy Gore arrived in Kathmandu last night. The government has started the second phase of removing high-risk settlement along the Bagmati River and its tributaries in the Kathmandu Valley from today. In the first phase, settlements in Thapathali, Sinamangal, Gairigaon, Santinagar and the Manohara area were already cleared. With this, the second phase of the operation has begun today. As part of the current phase, high-risk settlements in the Balkhu and Bansighat area are being cleared. A total of 686 structures are planned to be removed under the campaign. Out of these, 486 huts in the Balkhu area and 200 structures in the Bansighat area are being demolished under bulldozers to clear the land. The 2570th Buddha Jayanti has been observed today, recalling the contribution of Siddhartha Gautam to the establishment of world peace. Buddha Jayanti is celebrated on the full moon day in the month of Vaisakh of the lunar calendar every year. The festival commemorates Siddhartha Gautam's significant contributions to establishing world peace. Buddhists from Nepal and other countries celebrate Buddha Jayanti, wishing for peace and tranquility in the world. Born in Lumbini, Nepal, Lord Gautam Buddha is regarded as the propounder and messenger of non-violence and peace. The 137th International Workers' Day has been marked worldwide today. The day is being marked since the 1890 in recognition of the 1986 workers' movement that demanded respect of work in the U.S. On this occasion, the Ministry of Labor, Employment and Social Security organized different programs across Nepal. Meanwhile, Minister for Labor, Employment and Social Security, Ramji Yadav, has announced that three important initiatives on the occasion of International Workers' Day. In a video message on the occasion of the International Workers' Day or May Day today, Minister Yadav launched a 5-year National Occupational Safety and Health Program. He said that OSS program would ensure rights of every workers to safety, health and safe working environment. Similarly, Minister Yadav stated that the workers affiliated to contribution-based social security fund would be provided loan at 6% interest rate to purchase housing plot. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has said that the Nepali Congress would move ahead by being a responsible, strong and constructive opposition for the next 5 years in line with the mandate it got from the people. During an event organized by the Nepal Trade Union Congress to observe the 137th Labour Day today, President Thapa reiterated its actions and initiations as per people's verdict. He demanded that the Nepali Congress would abide by the parliamentary framework and democratic principles and values in course of dispensing from an opposition party. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् यता चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Identities of all those who died in the Rolpa Jeep accident have been identified, according to information officer at the district police office, Rolpa Police Inspector Sunil Thapa Nepali. The incident took place when the jeep heading towards Jaljala of Thabang rural municipality of Rolpa from Rukum East fell some 800 meters of the road on Thursday afternoon. A total of 21 people, including the driver, were traveling in the jeep. Of them, 20 people died on the spot, while 32-year-old Samir Kami of Sisne Rural Municipality 5 in Rukum East was injured in the incident. He has now returned home after receiving treatment at East Rukum District Hospital. Preliminary investigation by police says that the jeep lost control due to the unpaved and slippery road, continuous rain, and carrying more passengers than its capacity. All the deceased were pilgrims who were going to participate in the Varaha Puja to be held in Jaljala today. Yesterday, on the occasion of Baisak Purnima. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has formed a high-level committee to investigate the road accident. You are listening to Radio Nepal's It Peming Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran's Supreme Leader Defian leave out Thursday to protect the Islamic Republic's nuclear and missile capabilities, which U.S. President Donald Trump has sought to curtail through airstrikes and as part of the wider deal to cement the world's Shaki ceasefire. In a statement read by a state television anchor, Ayatollah Mustafa Khamenei said that the only peace Americans belonged in the Persian Gulf is at the bottom of its waters and that a new chapter was being written in the region's history. Khamenei has not been seen in public since taking over as Supreme Leader following the killing of his father in the world's opening airstrikes. His remarks come as Iran's economy is reeling and its oil industry is being squeezed by U.S. Navy blockade halting its tankers from getting out to the sea. The world economy is also under pressure as Iran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of all crude oil is transported. On Thursday, the global benchmark for oil Brent crude traded as high as $126 a barrel. Myanmar's junta chief returned president on Thursday ordered deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi to be moved to house arrest 5 years after sweeping her into detention in a 2021 coup. A statement from the office of Min Aung Hling said he had commuted the remaining sentence of the 80-year-old Suu Kyi to be served at the designated residence. It was not immediately clear whether she will be moved, but a senior source from her dissolved National League for Democracy party told AFP that she would be kept sequestered at an address in the capital, Naypyidaw. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Weather Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Madhes, Gandaki and Sudhapashchim provinces, while partly cloudy conditions are expected in the Tarai region. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning, windstorm and hail at some places in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil issues prevention of money laundering Third Amendment ordinance. Visiting U.S. Special Envoy Sergio Gore pays separate courtesy calls on Foreign Minister Khanal and Finance Minister Wagle. Issues of Nepal-U.S. relations, economic partnership and development assistance discussed. Removal of high-risk settlements along the Bagmati and its tributaries in Kathmandu Valley begins under second phase. And Iran's Supreme Leader vows to protect nuclear and missile capabilities. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.